I don't know anything more than you do, Dr. Steve.
Right, right.
I don't know what the market's going to do tomorrow. I don't know what stock's going to go up. I just follow the people that do.
Yeah.
And so whether that's a politician, whether that's the CEO of a company, whether, you know, whoever that may be, the people who have access, information is what moves prices. And if you can follow those people, you're going to get a huge edge. That's, Pelosi's proof of that.
Yeah, Pelosi's proof of that. That's right.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So if there weren't already enough reasons to totally dislike Nancy Pelosi, I'll give you one more. It's official. The numbers are in, and her stock trades saw an overall return of 65% in 2023. You heard that right, 65%. That's over double the S&P's return in the last year. Again, it's so blatant that even fellow Democrats are calling for a ban on stock trades by members of Congress now that this clear manipulation of position is coming more and more to light. But of course, unfortunately, she ain't the only one. Members of both parties, Republicans, Democrats, they're all exploiting their unfair advantage with insider trading information to make insane gains in the stock market. So will congressional insider stock trading be banned? And what does this staggering stock return for Pelosi actually mean for you? Here to discuss more with me is my good friend Ross Givens, our political financial corruption expert, who joins me today to dive deeper on this phenomenon and help you understand what to make of this. Ross, but I'm just going to dive right in here, man.
Do it.
I mean, how bad is it? You know, we've heard about a lot of politicians making a killing with insider trading lately, but how much more are they making than, say, the average investor with a 401k account?
Well, I'll make it simple. So the stock market, on average, if you look over 20, 30, 50 years, returns about 10% a year. So a good year, you know, stocks are up 15, 20%. A bad year, they're down 10, 20%. 2023 was a great year, right? The Dow's up 13, S&P's up 24%. Wow. In fact, I brought a graphic to show you. If you want to bring that up here, what you're looking at, this is from a Bloomberg terminal. These are the returns of the top performing hedge funds in America last year. Okay, so hedge funds are basically souped up mutual funds. These are the best of the best professional investors, decades of experience, teams of MBA analysts, the best research money can buy. These are the top performers. Nancy Pelosi beat every single one of them. The 65% return she made, and that's on like 100 plus million she has. So this woman made tens of millions of dollars last year, bested all of Wall Street while serving the American people.
Right. So a politician, a humble public servant.
Humble public servant.
Ended up beating out everyone on Wall Street?
Everyone.
So how's this even possible?
It's not. It's not possible unless, of course, you trade on inside information like Pelosi does. And this, unfortunately, is not a new topic. She's been doing this for years. The only silver lining, and the reason I wanted to come on here, is that Pelosi and other members of Congress are required to report their trades publicly. So if you know where to look, you can actually copy her trades and buy the same stocks that she does.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I love what you do. I mean, you actually teach patriots how to do this too, which I love. Fortunately, they're not being bribed when they do it. They do it ethically. But you've done training events for our Turley Talkers in the past, showing them how to find this information and how to use it to make money for themselves, for their loved ones. Your trainings are extremely popular. We continue to get such great feedback from people who attend. You're doing another one, as I understand it, this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Am I correct on that?
That's right. Yeah, 2 days. Thursday the 25th, 3 p.m. Eastern. I hope everyone registers. Just like the others, this thing is, it's online, it's 100% free, and of course, you know, it works. I mean, we recommended a stock earlier this month. It went up 60% in 4 days, and all we're doing is tracking these insider trades and following along, so it can be extremely lucrative. I think you'll probably have a link in the description below this video. Everyone just click on that, register, and we'll send all the details over from that.
Absolutely, and gang, don't wait. Ross's free trainings fill up fast. I think you've got 1,000 seat limit in the webinar software. So don't wait and click on it now. Get registered. You're going to absolutely love it. Ross, let me ask, do you think Pelosi is going to get banned from trading? Because it seems like the public's finally, more and more people are waking up to the game. I mean, you're actually teaching people how to do what she does with the kind of information she has. I mean, do you think the slim Republican majority is going to take action and put an end to this once they retake the White House, perhaps?
I don't think so. No, it's because the reason is it's not just Pelosi doing it.
Right.
If it was, maybe. But look, right. Yes, she beat every firm on Wall Street, which is an astronomical achievement. It's huge.
Yeah.
But other politicians did even better than her. I brought you another graphic. I know you're tired of these, but you got to show this to your viewers. These are the stock returns of Congress members for 2023. Now, the guy who puts this together runs a site called Unusual Whales. Real patriot, bringing this information out there. But at the very bottom, that yellow bar, that is the S&P 500 index. That's what the whole market did. And like I told you earlier, last year was a fantastic year for stocks, one of the best. Now, Pelosi is two lines up at 65%. She made more than double that.
Right.
But eight other congressmen did even better than her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Blumenthal up there, he's that senator from New York I told you about before. I think he was buying up defense stocks the same day Russia invaded Ukraine.
Right.
Mark Green, he's the chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security. So I mean, you think he might have access to some valuable market moving information? But no, because it's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's senators, members of the House, men, women, they all do it.
Right.
But again, all you have to do is follow their trades. I'm sure you saw this. I watched this recently. There was a George Santos interview on CBS. Did you see this?
It was strange to say the least. I mean, I think everybody knows Santos is the congressman who was expelled from the House of Representatives a few weeks back. He's obviously a very controversial figure, but I mean, he obviously has nothing to lose anymore, and he seems to be blowing the lid off the shenanigans.
Getting expelled from Congress is extremely rare. I think this is, I think I read, is the fourth time it's happened since the Civil War. So you're right, this guy has nothing to lose at this point. But what it's great for us, because what he's doing is blowing the lid off the whole thing.
Yeah,
I like to think of it, if Congress was the mob, which I don't think is too far off an analogy, he's the rat snitching on his friends, right? Yeah. So now we actually have someone who's been on the inside, who's finally sharing the secrets of these politicians and how they make the money. He was doing that interview. He filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics against Nicole Malliotakis, who's a congresswoman up there, for stock trading. And he does this interview, and he calls her Nicole Malio Stock Tips. Yeah. But here's what he said. I wrote it down. He said, quote, "She's insider trading, and it's almost evident if you look at her disclosures. It's not hard to see. She receives classified briefings as a member of the Ways and Means Committee." Yeah. He says, "Can someone explain to me how it is that she miraculously becomes a member of the committee, and then she's doing trades on NYCB with the Signature Bank collapse a day before having an 80% stock hike, right? So what he was talking about, for those who don't follow this stuff, Malliotakis, on March 17th of last year, she bought New York Community Bank stock. It's trading like $6 a share. The very next day, they announced it was taking over all these Signature Bank branches. It bought up like $38 billion in deposits at pennies on the dollar. So the stock goes up like 40% the next day. It's doubled over the next couple of months. And here's a guy going, look, you guys want to throw me out? Fine. I'm going to throw you under the bus, too. I'm calling you out on it.
But in one sense, though, they don't even need a Santa. So it seems like these politicians are just, they're not even trying to hide what they're doing right now. I mean, do they think we're stupid? I mean, what's...
I think that's exactly what they think. You know, personally, I don't care. I'm glad they think I'm dumb, because they still have to report their trades.
Right.
If they think I'm too dumb to track them and follow them, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
And look, as you and I have talked about before, it's not just political insiders.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize you can also follow corporate insider trades. And in my experience, those performed even better. I mean, when you think about it, yes, politicians get big information, global stuff. But, you know, when the CEO or the chief financial officer or the board members of a company, when they're all buying their own stock with their own money in their own account completely out of nowhere, it often means they know something the general public doesn't. And we've seen, you know, pharmaceutical companies about to report big phase two drug trial results, or, you know, tech companies negotiating a big buyout that's going to double their stock value. This is the kind of information they have access to. So when they're buying their stock, again, all you have to do is follow along. And we've used this approach in 2017. We've picked stocks that have risen as much as 1,900% on this information. So do they all do that? No, but some of them do. And I'm going to cover the ins and outs of this, how to do it in that training event. It's coming up this Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, in that free training event. And you know, I feel like I'm pitching this stuff. It's a free event. Yeah. I just want people to see this because it is the easiest, is the most consistent way to make money in the market. It is a way to get free stock tips from people inside the company, people having access to information. And you know, our portfolio, just so you know, since doing this in 2017, has returned over 1,200%.
Wow.
That's just buying stocks, just following these insiders. So,
and we've known each other now for some time. You've never had a losing year, as I understand it.
We haven't. No, I thought 2022, the big bear market, was going to be tough, but I mean, we still made over 20% that year. And it's not any, I don't know anything more than you do, Dr. Steve.
Right, right.
I don't know what the market's going to do tomorrow. I don't know what stock's going to go up. I just follow the people that do.
Yeah.
And so whether that's a politician, whether that's the CEO of a company, whether, you know, whoever that may be, the people who have access, information is what moves prices. And if you can follow those people, you're going to get a huge edge. Pelosi's proof of that.
Yeah, Pelosi's proof of that. That's right. That's right, gang. Look, as we move into the new year and you got some cash that you want to make big this year, which I hope you all do, be sure to click in the link in the description below. Get expert help to take advantage of these rapid movements that are happening. And again, don't wait. Ross's free training, they always fill up fast. The webinar software, as I understand it, only allows for about 1,000 people to attend. So make sure to click on the link below right now and sign up. I don't want you to miss it. This is amazing stuff, and it can really change your life. You're going to absolutely love it. Ross, my friend, always, you're just always make things, you make the confusing very clear, but what I love it about it most is you end up showing us how we can turn around and stick it to Washington, D.C., using their own corruption against them, but in a totally ethical way. It's one of the most wonderful Schadenfreudes that a person could
There's no money to be made in anger, Dr. Steve. You can
That's
be angry
exactly
all you
right.
want, but it, you know,
I love it.
The way to do it is to figure out a way to even the scales. And you know, you want an advantage, fine. I'm gonna piggyback it. I'm gonna have it too. And the American people deserve that.
Amen, Ross. Thank you for all that you do, guys. Click on that link. You're gonna love it. Thanks, Ross.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.